Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you want to let go of perfection so you can enjoy this season at your own pace, then welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Every week, I invite you to slow down and join me to explore practical ways to organize and automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. If you're looking for gifts to help your people find a little joy and a lot less overwhelm, then head on over to emilylay.com to shop all things simplified. Whether your person needs a daily or a weekly planner, or even a cute spiral notebook and pen, or even an inspirational art print, you're sure to find something they'll love. Hurry over to emilylay.com and place your order today so that you can get all your gifts in time to make their holidays merry and bright. One of the most important things you can do this time of year is making sure you're nourishing your body. Array supplements are the real deal, friends. They work super fast, plus they're organic, filler-free, and formulated by a naturopathic doctor. And I love the Calm capsules because within an hour of taking these, I can tell a huge difference. I'm way less stressed. You deserve to feel your best so you can be your best. Go to array.com, that's ARRAE.com, and enter code SIMPLIFIED for 10% off your one-time purchase or 25% off your first month's subscription. I love a good round of Secret Santa. Whether it's your family or your coworkers or even your book club, you'll love using Elfster to coordinate all the Secret Santa fun. Elfster is the number one Secret Santa app in the world, and you can create a free gift exchange to make gift giving even easier. Just set the date and budget for your exchange, and Elfster takes care of the rest. We have used Elfster on Team Simplified, and we love it. It makes our gift exchanges so easy and so fun. Elfster is trusted by more than 17 million people, including me. Go to elfster.com or download the Elfster app today. Well, guys, we've made it to the home stretch of 2021, which can only mean one thing. We are in full-on holiday celebration mode. So, how are you doing? Like, really, are you having fun so far? If you've been around here a little bit, you guys know I love the holidays, but I'm also pretty upfront with the fact that sometimes the holidays can be a mixed bag. With all the logistics and expectations to manage on top of your regular stuff, it's a lot. And I don't know about you, maybe this is something you struggle with too, but every December, I find myself looking around at everybody else, and slowly I begin to realize that I'm spending a lot of time comparing myself and my holidays to the way other people are doing it. I'm scrolling through feeds and wondering, how do they do all that? Am I the only one who feels like they're behind on work deadlines and gift buying and sending holiday cards and baking cookies and all the things? I know I'm not. My brain knows this, but sometimes I need a quick reminder that this time of year is wonderful and can be a little stressful, not just for me, but for everybody. But here's the truth. This is the time of year when everything is the shiniest, and you might feel the urge to measure up to some invisible standard that only you have for yourself. And this is the time of year when you need real, authentic connection with people. You need it now more than ever. Because when you're caught up in the holidays and making them merry and bright and doing all the things and comparing yourself, it just kind of starts to make you feel like you're a little bit less than. So I really hope that this episode is something that can encourage you as you go about these last few days of the year. And I hope that you will take away this really important reminder. It's not your job to create a perfect holiday for everybody. Your job right now and in every other season of the year is to love people. That's it. Literally, that's it. And anyways, enough of that soapbox. But I want you to know that when I start to play the comparison game, you know what I like to do to feel better? Reach out and talk to a friend and see how she's handling the season. I want to hear what's going well for her, what's been a bummer, what's been harder than she expected. I want to hear what she's feeding her kids. I don't know why, but I'm like oddly very fascinated with the tactical parts of life and how other people do them. Like, what are you actually feeding your kids for breakfast on the day where you're all trying to get out the door to go see Santa or get something important done? I want to know which part of this season matters to my friends and which priorities she's putting back on the shelf until things can calm down a bit. I want to know what traditions my friends are making time for, what she did for the holidays last year, and how her plans look different this year. I want to know what her hacks are for family gatherings and traveling with kids and how to gently say no to more at the holidays. I want to know all the things. Recently, I turned to one of my dearest friends, Kristen Winchester, for a couple minutes of catching up and seeing what she is doing this holiday season. Kristen is not only my friend, but one of the biggest friends of the Simplified podcast. She's a content creator in her own right, and she used to be my neighbor in Tampa. But now she and her husband Kyle and her twin 4-year-olds live in North Carolina. You guys love it when Kristen comes on the show. I always hear so many comments about how you enjoy her and how much these BFF chats feel like you're at coffee with your own BFF. I can't tell you how happy that makes me. I always love talking to Kristen because she tells it like it is. And she always has some practical advice I can take away from our conversations. And that is the kind of conversation I need this time of year when my comparison flag is flying high. So here we go. Here is my conversation with my BFF, Kristen, about what we're doing for the holidays this year. Welcome to the BFF chat. When this episode releases, we are in the thick of the holidays. Okay.
I dressed accordingly. Do you want to know? I got dressed this morning and was like, oh, I should wear something festive. I should have worn my earrings, but you can't see them because I have on headphones.
That's true. So let's talk about the holidays. So when it comes to Christmas, everyone, like we all love Christmas. It's very wonderful. You and I have talked about this multiple times that Christmas is our favorite holiday, right? Is it your favorite holiday?
Oh, no, I know
it's your
favorite.
Second, your second favorite holiday. All right. Yeah. First favorite holiday is July 4th.
I love Easter. Listen, for anyone who's listening, I'm an equal opportunist when it comes to holidays. Like, I love Easter. Give me the 4th of July, like forever. Thanksgiving.
You love a good holiday, though.
But like, Christmas is it's special. It's magical.
Right. It is. It's special. It's magical. And it's also stressful.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So obviously, we're coming into a Christmas that we haven't had in a while. Like last Christmas was really weird. Yeah. Last Christmas, we didn't do all the same things that we usually do. And I know for our family, at least, we were trying to be super, super careful so that we could, you know, be around our extended family and whatnot. So this Christmas is going to be a little bit different, at least for our family, right? Mm-hmm. And you too?
Can we talk about the things we've already booked for the babies to do? Because I'm like, bring it on.
Okay. So let's talk about that. So let's talk about how do you celebrate the holidays? Let's start there. Like what's important to you and your kids and how do you guys celebrate? Are there certain things that you do every single year or what?
Well, you're going to have to answer too, because I want to know, but off the top of my head, I just think so we just turned 4. I think that's important to note for the audio because I think that this is like core memory making Christmas, right? Like this is the first one that they're going to like really remember. So we might be going a little above board, but also because of last year. But I think like making memories is probably the most like important thing that I can think about. So there's some like specific things in our area that we do, like a breakfast with Santa, or I actually don't know if the nighttime like at the train is happening this year, but like maybe that holiday pajamas, you know, like I'm a sucker for a good tradition. We have an elf. Her name is Wendy Soup. S-O-U-P, not Sue. She has a double name. That is her first name, Wendy Soup. But like some special breakfasts and some decorations and all that. I want to make it magical, but not overboard because we still need to breathe and we don't need to eat sugar at every meal, maybe.
Right. No, I totally agree. So I sometimes think about Christmas with kids is like the way that I did with birthday parties. Like, do you remember Brady's first birthday? His first birthday party you can Google it and find pictures of it on the internet. His invitation was a wooden laser cut silhouette of his head with engraving on it. And then it had a custom made bow tie or bow, depending on the child it was going to, vintage stamps in boxes with calligraphy. So that's just the invitation. So you can imagine how the rest of the whole thing was. And did Brady care? No, Brady didn't care. He was one. Well, then the second birthday party was like chicken nuggets and Elmo was there and we had cupcakes and it was way more fun. So I've tried to look at holidays and Christmas like that. Some of our first early Christmases were like, we tried to fit in all the things. We tried to do all the things. And like now we're trying to just like enjoy it more. I will also say that this year is going to be a very different year for us. I don't know if I've told you this yet. Have I told you about Brady?
I have. About what?
Brady.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. Do you not remember? I think I was in the bath when you texted me.
I think you were. I think I was like, SOS.
You were like, Mayday.
It's happening. So my oldest, Brady, for anyone new here, he's 10. So parents, if you're listening, moms, if you're like listening in the car, we are going to talk about Christmas magic. And if you know what Christmas magic is, it might be time to turn it off and listen later. But okay, so Brady, I knew it was coming. I saw it coming down the pipeline, and I knew he would be early to join the Christmas magic, which when we say Christmas magic, we mean like all the magic that happens at Christmas time. And now
understanding all the behind the scenes magic of Christmas.
All the behind the scenes. Yes. And so he came to me, and I had always told him, any question you ever have about anything, like, you come to me. And we staved it off for a couple of years, but last year he was ready, and Brady is going to be part of the magic this year. So we also have elves. We have 3 elves. I don't even know what we were thinking. Like, every kid has their own. So we have Scooter, Chippy, and Flower. And our elves are pretty tame. Like, they don't do a lot of crazy things. They do a few things. This year they might be. I don't know. I mean, because I have helpers now. But so, oldest part of the Christmas magic. 2 little ones are not for a very long time. They are 6. And they are so excited for Christmas because last year Christmas was kind of a blur. So we're going to be doing things like, we don't always go visit Santa. We did in Tampa, but because we love that particular Santa, but I don't know that we will here. But it's mostly like family stuff that we're going to do that I feel like we've missed a lot lately. So what other traditions do you guys have?
We open Christmas pajamas on Christmas Eve to wear to bed. So that when we wake up to go downstairs, we're all wearing matching or complimentary. And we've done this since I was like, for forever. The first year, can I tell this story? This is a riot. I pray my mother never listens to this because she'll be so embarrassed, but I'm going to totally riot. We've worn matching pajamas, my sister and I, since she's 4 years younger. So like, I wore Christmas pajamas. She joined the family. We wore matching Christmas pajamas. They used to be really itchy. Remember those flannel nightgowns with the lace on them? They were like super scratchy.
Yes.
So we would sleep in regular pajamas, and then we would get up and we would put on our Christmas pajamas to go out and see what Santa had left and to open presents and to do Christmas brunch and all that. When Kyle and I got married, my mom decided that it needed to be a family tradition. And so everyone got matching pajamas. My dad, my mom, Kyle, my sister, and me. And my mom bought like flannel pajama bottoms and t-shirts. Well, she couldn't find the ones that she wanted in the men's department. So she bought everyone women's shirts. She just bought them in like the proper sizes. And she thought that no one would know. Well, she didn't buy just like crew neck shirts. She bought scoop neck shirt because Kyle was like trying to be appropriate. Like, it's first married Christmas. We'd only been married. Like, whenever he came out, and I like felt, I can laugh about it thinking, because he's like, chest hairs coming out of the scoop neck shirt. And he was like, your mom wants me to wear this? And I was like, okay, now I get veto power on the Christmas pajamas. Mom, I love you. But that's a really fun tradition.
Did you take a picture?
Oh, I have a photo. Do not worry. There is photo proof. It is hysterical.
That is so funny. Scoop neck.
I didn't even notice. We noticed. I'm trying to think. Christmas pajamas are a big one. Yeah. Christmas cards. I don't know.
I know you do Christmas cards, but do you do like the whole family photo session beforehand and like all that stuff?
Yes, because it's my lane and it's what I love and it brings me great joy. And then I can print those photos for grandparent gifts. Like, just like you had crazy engraved invitations. We don't do all the crazy things, but like, right, you have to do some things for you.
If you're looking for a thoughtful holiday gift, you've got to check out one of my favorite services ever, Framebridge. Framebridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things, all without ever leaving your house. From art prints and posters to the photos sitting on your phone, you can Framebridge just about anything. Here's an easy gift idea for your mom or a girlfriend. Find a photo of you two together on your phone, then Framebridge that photo into a cute little ornament frame they can hang on their Christmas tree. That's a sweet, treasured gift they'll remember and enjoy every single time they put up their tree. Sounds great, right? Here's how to get started. Just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo. Then preview your item in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. You can choose your favorite design or get a free recommendation from their talented designers. The experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece straight to you or anyone on your gift list. These handcrafted, personalized gifts from Framebridge start at just $39, and all shipping is free. Plus, you'll get 15% off your first order at framebridge.com when you use the code SIMPLIFIED. Framebridge makes gift giving so easy and so meaningful, you guys. So go get started today. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code SIMPLIFIED to save an additional 15% off your first order. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code SIMPLIFIED. One more time, that's framebridge.com, promo code SIMPLIFIED. This holiday season, take the guesswork out of gifting because Rothy's has something for everyone. Find the perfect gift for a loved one or treat yourself to Rothy's cute and comfy shoes, their bags, and their accessories. Everything that Rothy's makes is durable and washable, plus it's sustainably made. Whether you give a pair of shoes to your sister or a gorgeous handbag to your mom, trust me, you're giving a well-crafted gift they will love for years to come. Personally, I have loved Rothy's for years and years now. I love their shoes, and every single pair I've ever gotten has held up after tons of use. And they may be the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn. They never rub or hurt my feet, and no matter where I go, I always get compliments on them. Seriously, I just got the bright white sneakers, and people always stop to ask me where I got them. They're really easy to wash, which is very important to me, and they come out looking good as new, which is a major plus for bright white shoes. It's time for you to win the gift game this season with Rothy's shoes and accessories. Get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/simplified with extended returns and exchanges through the holidays. That's rothys.com/simplified. We do a gingerbread house competition, and it's really fun.
Oh, I forgot the cookie competition. Please, if anyone is listening that knows me, we have a cookie competition. There's a crown. There's judging. It's like my extended family. It's a thing. It's very fun. You have to bake them at home because we have aunts that would cheat and bring cookies that someone else made. So, yeah, it's a thing.
That's what I would do. I used to go to a cookie party in Tampa, and everyone had to bring 6 dozen cookies. And I was like, I had little bitty kids at the time. And I was like, this is so much fun. It was such a fun party, but I was always like, how can I get around this? And so I would get the like break and bake peanut butter cookies, and the kids would help me. Well, it was Brady at the time because he was the only one old enough, but we would take Hershey Kisses and just put them on top. Easy peasy. Can't say that. I mean, I made them. I baked them in my oven.
Bake them in your oven. Not
right.
Not untrue. Yep. Yeah.
So we do the gingerbread house thing, and it has evolved over the years to be like the most ridiculous thing. And my brother and Brian, I think it was my brother, Brian and Caroline, did a Whataburger, and then they did a McDonald's on an island 1 year. So that always gets a little crazy and fun too.
But like, don't you think that those are all things that they're specific to your family, but like those are the memories, like those are what, like, yeah, the time spent, and it's not fancy, but it's really fun.
Totally. This year, we're trying to do things a little bit differently when it comes to gift giving with our kids. Like, they have so many toys, you know, and they have, I don't know, that I feel like.
But you're also in a transitional, right? Like, cause you're moving out of like, cause I'm still in like the toy season, right? I have 3 turned 4 year old, but like you have slightly older kids. And so like, there's a shift that happens because you no longer like, they don't need or want toys per se.
We're definitely there. Like Brady Lay, he loves books. Tyler, you could give Tyler a box of Legos and he'd be happy for forever, or anything with a monkey on it. And Caroline she's kind of into baby dolls, but she's really into like dress up and play makeup and hair scrunchies and that kind of thing. And so Brian and I decided actually really early this year when it was looking like vaccines were going to be available for kids before Christmas, we decided that we are actually going to take them. I'm not going to say where on here because I'm afraid somebody that knows my kids will hear it and then ask them about it.
You're doing something magical as a family.
Magical as a family. Yes. And so I feel like as they start to get older, we're going to start focusing more on like experiential. Is that a word? Experiential?
Yes.
Experiences. Yeah. More than all the little things. Okay. Do you have any specific things that you are going to ask for Christmas, or do you know anything you're going to get your kids or Kyle for Christmas?
Oh, I have a question. He won't listen to this. I'm really thinking about getting him an Ember mug for Christmas.
Okay.
Because he drinks a lot of coffee, but I can't decide between the travel or the regular. And he sits at his desk. Like he drinks coffee and nourishes a coffee all day long.
Yeah,
and I'm like, can it be like the proper temperature? It sort of grosses me out that it's like lukewarm coffee. So
what does he use now? Just a regular mug?
A Yeti mug, like travel mug.
Okay. So that's what I was going to say. The Yeti, I actually like the Yeti travel mug better than the Ember. So I started having trouble. I had a number and I started having trouble with it. It would like disconnect all the time because there's an app on your phone. And we'll link to the Ember thing in the show notes for anybody that wants to know what we're talking about. But it's a mug that keeps your coffee warm.
You think they fixed it? Because somebody told me they just got one and they love it.
They could have. I think the one I had was very early on. And the cool part about it is it doesn't heat from the bottom. It heats from all over. So you don't have like that weird thing that happens when you're, you know, it like cooks it. So I don't know. Maybe I think that's such a cute, that's such a good gift idea for someone that drinks coffee a lot. I'm a fan.
What do I want?
Yeah.
A vacation and an Athleta sweater. I don't know. I actually was working on this week. I don't need for any, like, I'm fine. There are things that I like have on my wish list, like a Dagny Dover. Can Dagny Dover please restock the crossbody bags? I would like one, please.
I love a crossbody bag. I'm a big fan of a crossbody.
I don't have a good one. I need one and I want that one and it's out of stock.
I've been using the same purse for about 15 years every fall. During the summer, I'll switch out sometimes. In the fall, I have this Saddle Brown Dooney and Burke bag that I've had since before I had kids. And it is filthy inside. And I wish I could find a way to like have it restored or something.
Oh, I think you can. I think there's places that do that.
It's not a fancy, but I mean, it probably costs.
No, it's fine. Yeah. There's places that do that. You should look into it. Crossbody bag. Listen, I've fallen deep down the rabbit hole of Athleta, like deep.
The sports bra, the long line sports bra from Athleta should be on everybody's Christmas
list. It should be. I got a second one because there's one that knot in the back. And then there's one that's flat. I got the flat one.
Is it a long line?
Uh-huh. It's white. It's fantastic.
I've fallen off the workout train because I can't write books and work out at the same time. I decided I can either be an athlete or I can write books and I have to choose. I can't be both. I don't know why. It's just my brain works best in the morning for both. And so that's like, I have to pick one, but I'm a big fan of that Athleta long line sports bra.
I'm going to get you a pair of the joggers and we're going to do a test against your favorite.
I do have the naked pant joggers from Lululemon.
No. The salutation joggers from Athleta.
Did they pair with that sports bra?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I have something. I'm going to give you credit for this because I was a firm, this is like actually like pandemic related because I was a firm weekend after Thanksgiving decorator. Like, I need to celebrate Halloween. I need to celebrate Thanksgiving. I will decorate. I like literally we put up our Christmas tree on the Saturday after Christmas or after Thanksgiving. Like that's been the thing. And last year, because the world was crazy and I was like begging for some semblance of something, we decorated the weekend before Thanksgiving or the week or two, maybe like the Thursday before that, like I think it was the 15th or whatever. Like I negotiated with Kyle. I circled it on the calendar. He got the tree down, like whatever. And in 3 days, the house was decorated. I was ready to go. I'm just here to tell you, it was a game changer for the holidays.
Yeah.
Because everything was done. And like, I still kept up that Thanksgiving, like, you know, a few of the pumpkins and whatever else we had, because we had Thanksgiving dinner at our house. But then that put away and we put away the Thanksgiving food and like, it was Christmas.
I love it.
Because you're like a day after Halloween kind of decorator. Yeah. So absolutely. I have like, I can't do that. But like middle of November is a game changer.
Total game changer. Especially last year when like we just all needed something to be happy about, you know?
But it's something that's going to stay around for us because
you got to enjoy it longer.
It allowed me to enjoy the season better because I was less rushed.
So one last question before I have to hop off. What is like the main takeaway you want your kids to have from this particular Christmas in the season that you're in, at the ages that they are, like with what's going on in the world around them, what do you want them to take away from this Christmas?
That's like sort of a deep question. I think for this Christmas, you know, therefore, this is like a key, like we have a few short years where it is like supremely magical this holiday season. I hope that they take away two things. The first being that magic happens not just at the big things, but at the little things. Mm. So like little magical moments of taking someone else something and leaving it on their porch or setting out the, and like, listen, you guys, whoever's listening, do not roll your eyes at me. But like, I love being able to like put treats out for our delivery guys and things like that because we see them all year long and being able to like love other people, but that it happens in the little things. It doesn't have to be grand scale big things, but also I'm very excited to wow them a little bit and like really just like pour out the magic. So like we didn't see Santa last year. Like we've had like a little bit of a lapse. And so we're also taking them to see MICKEY on ICE and for the holidays. And so like there's just a few things that I was like, you know what, we're gonna go ahead and do all these things this year because I'm very aware that the window is short, right? Like there's gonna be a point where in a few years they'll still wanna do things, they're just gonna do different things. And so I don't know, did I even answer the question? I'm just very excited
100%.
about this Christmas because I want them to like experience the magic, but I also want to keep them grounded. And so,
Totally.
but they're four. Like we're gonna just like have a good time and enjoy it.
Four is to me like such a special age because Brian and I always said if we can just get all the kids to four, it's like when they become more independent and they're able to understand a lot more and they're more aware. And so I think you're totally right. This is going to be a magical Christmas. I actually feel like we are on the tail end of having three little kids in our house. So we're on the, I mean, this will be a new Christmas for us because we have magic makers. Well, one new magic maker. But I think that like what will come next is we'll have a teenager. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, he's so tender and so
But he's
like
a pre, I mean, like he's gonna be a preteen at this next birthday, and like.
And so it's like I really want him to understand like the reason for the season. And I want to like instill in him like service around those times of year and like thinking about others and all that stuff too, you know?
There's that Little People nativity set that's plastic
Oh yeah, we used to have that.
set and like whatever. And the babies love it so much. And I try to keep it away so that it becomes like a
You
special
do.
thing around the holidays. But I was cleaning something out in the garage and they saw it. And I walked in and Anna Gray had like set the entire nativity and she had Mary and Joseph and like baby Jesus. And like we were talking about that. And like there's so much that happens at the holidays, right? Like it's magical. It's like for my faith, for our faith, like it's something that's important. Like there is important. So there's just a lot going on. And so I love finding ways to just like celebrate all the things, but
All the
like
things, yeah.
from a way that like is best for our family, you know, like
Yep. It's you're saying that I love so much that you say
telling your rules.
you're laying your rules. You got to do what's best for your family and your season and what's important to you. And it's so easy to like look around at other people and what they're doing and like, oh, maybe I should do that. And then add this to my plate and that to my plate. And it doesn't really matter to our family, but everyone else is, you know, like that.
Yes,
I think
yes,
it's
yes,
so
yes.
important to like almost go into, you know, the last month of the year with a mindset of like, okay, here's a couple of things we really want to do. And the rest of the
Amen.
time, like we're going to cherish each other and our time together. And
We're going to sit on the floor and play with the nativity, or we're going to read these books, or we're going to listen to this. The babies have gotten into podcasts. I'm hoping I can find some holiday Christmas.
That's awesome.
But I think that that maybe is my summation of all of this is like the holidays can be a lot, and sometimes the a lot isn't bad. Like it's fun, but you have to figure out what's best for your specific family and your makeup and how to celebrate that well. So.
I love that. Thank you for coming on here again.
Oh, we have to rapid fire the last ones because I have answers to them. Come
Oh, we
on.
do. Okay, we're gonna do them really quick. You ready?
Go.
Okay.
Yes.
Favorite Christmas movie?
The Santa Claus. No question. Full stop.
No.
Full stop.
Oh, I have two. Home Alone, duh. And also Christmas Vacation.
Never seen Christmas Vacation. The Santa Claus. Full stop. Give me Tim Allen.
What? You've never seen Christmas Vacation?
No.
Cousin Eddie?
No.
No? Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm gonna need a follow-up conversation to this, and we're gonna make you watch that.
Go ahead.
Favorite Christmas memory of your childhood?
How many are there? I think it's the Santa Claus. We would spend the night at my grandmother's house on Christmas Eve, and my parents would go back to late church with my aunt and uncle, and we would get to stay home after we'd open gifts with that side of the family, and we would watch the Santa Claus every Christmas Eve night with my grandma, and we would like fall asleep on the floor. And maybe that's why I love that movie so much, but
Oh, that's sweet.
full stop, it's so good.
Mine is The Reindeer Came to Our Window on Christmas Eve. It may have involved our next door neighbor and his hunting that he did, but there was a reindeer in our window. Looking back, I'm like, that was weird. Okay, favorite Christmas memory as an adult.
I mean, it might be Kyle wearing a scoop neck women's shirt. No, I think they're all like, I don't know. It's cliche to say, but having kids means you get to enjoy
Yeah,
Christmas
I was gonna
like
say the
through
same
their
thing.
eyes. And like,
Watching them discover and all of it. No, I totally agree.
we took them to a Christmas train 2 years ago and they were still, I mean, they just turned two. And I remember how big their eyes were, like seeing all
Aww.
that. So, yeah. Favorite Christmas cookie. Come on, give me something. Give me a cookie.
What, a cookie?
Christmas treat. Give me your favorite Christmas treat.
Oh, I don't know that I have a favorite Christmas treat. Oh, I like Buckeyes. Buckeyes a lot. My mom's from Ohio.
I don't think I knew that.
Yes, Columbus.
I make a mean Buckeye ball. We call them bug eyeballs in my house. Just give me all the, I just want more pecan pie.
Really?
Yeah.
That is the last thing I would want. I love you anyway. And you've not seen Christmas Vacation. I have questions.
I mean, the Santa Claus is, listen, we're going to do a poll. The Santa Claus is better than Christmas Vacation.
This is blasphemy.
All right. I got to go. I got to go pick up.
I got to go too. Okay. I love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Every time I hang up the phone with Kristen, I just feel so much better. So my favorite thing I took away from our conversation today is Kristen's quote. This Kristen says this all the time, and I absolutely love it. She says, stay in your lane, your rules. So you do the holidays the way that you want to do them, focusing on what matters most to you and not what matters most to everybody else that you see on the internet or everybody else in your neighborhood. Your lane, your rules. Kristen, I love your words. As we close out this episode, I'd like to say a blessing for you as we leave this time together and get back into our days. May you find comfort and peace in this season, even throughout the frenzy. May you find joy in celebrating with the people who love you enough to leave an extra cinnamon roll in the pan just for you. And as you close out another year, may you find hope in the days ahead. As always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice. Here's your task for this week. If you're traveling this holiday season, go ahead and make a plan for how you're going to handle the gifts. Are you going to open some before you leave and then save the rest for Christmas Day? If you're having multiple celebrations, which gifts do you need to bring to each event? Then set expectations so everyone knows how gift giving is going to work. Everyone who needs to know anyway, all your littles may need to know is that Santa will still find them wherever they are on Christmas Eve. Your future self will thank you for making a plan now, and everyone else will be glad that a plan has been made and expectations have been communicated. I bet your celebrations will feel a little more relaxed. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode gave you some laughs as you deck the halls and figure out how you're making your holiday merry and bright this year. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources I mentioned here and shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. Plus, for more simplicity tips, you can find me on Instagram at emilylay and at simplified. If you're loving this show, then I bet you might like my latest book called Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love, which is in stores right now wherever you buy books. Okay, last thing, I love bringing you this show each week. If you're loving it as much as I do, would you do me a quick favor? Would you go over to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast provider and rate the show, maybe even leave a review? This is a small thing that helps our show in really, really, really big ways. It tells your podcast provider to put the show in the hands of more listeners who might enjoy some of these helpful tips and tricks too. I really appreciate your help. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. Bye.